2 Minnesota sweep sweep North Dakota 5-2 yeah, and 3-0.
We had them on the ropes too down there in Duluth. That's one you know you'd like to have back. You know, we 15 seconds left in the game, and but I think that it goes to show you how difficult a schedule that we did put together. And you know, and people have asked me, well, gee, if you had, would you do it all over again and whatnot? And I would say no. You know, you want to win those games. But having said that, just for our RPI, it's important that we take risk to try to put ourselves in a good position. We have to win those games. There's no doubt. We have to win those games. We've got to find a way. But I thought both at Michigan and at Minnesota Duluth, we were in those games and had real good opportunities to come away with at least one win, if not, you know, more than that at both those venues. So we're going to continue to schedule tough teams on the road, and sometimes you have to do that to get them back in your building too. So you know, we'll get Duluth back in here, and you know, we're going down to play Notre Dame, and we'll get them back in here. So but you have to take those risks. The risk reward, it's worth it. And I thought we'd have the team, and I know we had the team to go in and beat those teams. We just for whatever reason came up a little short. But yeah,
Dave Ryerson, let's get to some of our questions, yeah, Coach, sure. For you. Dave Ryerson, a great defenseman for the Huskies back in the 80s, and a guy that you recruited. Somebody wants you to kind of compare or contrast Dave Ryerson as a defenseman for Michigan Tech compared to Mitch Reinke.
Yeah, Dave Reggie Ryerson played in Prince Albert. Prince Albert Raiders, was from Alberta. Was he from Bashaw? I always get that. I think he was from Bashaw, Alberta, actually, out there. But Dave was a real good player for us here at Michigan Tech. To compare the two, David was a little bit bigger. He was a tall, lanky kid with good reach, good skater, more of a bow leg skater. I think he had a little bit more power, obviously, a little bit more size than Mitch, but I think the difference is Mitch, just the patience, the poise, and seeing the ice would be the difference, I think, between the both of them. Dave was probably a more powerful skater, faster skater, but and Mitch is a little smaller. So Reggie, a little more physical, a little bigger, a little better skater. Mitch, much more cerebral with the puck, the vision, the patience, the poise with it. Both really good hockey players.
Yeah. I just looking up, I haven't looked up Dave Ryerson's stats in a while or seen anything, but he only played a couple of NHL games. Pretty high draft pick.
He is a high draft pick, and and sometimes it's just the team or circumstances or whatnot, and we see that all the time. So, but he had a long career, played in Europe a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So, doing very well for himself. He's living down in the Grand Haven area. Down there, married a Michigan Tech graduate, and I know Dave's been over to Europe working a little bit, so always enjoy seeing Reggie.
Next question, Coach. To this point in the season, how is the team's quality of shot selection? Are they holding the puck too much? Are they hurrying the shots too much? And what about the location from where the shots are coming from?
Well, I think all of the above. Some player, it's like anything. Sometimes we should be shooting when we're passing. Other times maybe you can make that one extra pass, but I like our shot selection for the most part. I think we're getting some real good attempts on the net. We've got to hit the net a little bit more. I think if you had to ask me one area that I'd like to see improved would be to hit the net more. We have a tendency to shoot high over the net more than I'd like us to see, and you can see a lot of nights you just get the puck on the net and somehow it's going to go in. Doesn't have to be a great shot or a heavy shot or anything like that. You just got to get pucks to the net. So, but overall, I'm pretty happy with a shot selection. Some guys like Joel Lesbrons gave one up on Saturday night. I'd like him to be a little more selfish and shoot the thing. But and then on Friday night, we were probably a little too unselfish. Well, same thing as Joel. We're just trying to pass the puck too much instead of, take that shot and try and get the rebound. So overall, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at as far as shot selection.
Following up with that, Coach, I noticed guys like Cliff Watson are really, when they don't feel like that shot is directly going to get through, he will shoot it quite a bit wide and looking for that kick.
Sure,
plate.
Kick off the end.
Do we do that too much sometimes, you think, or is it something that is really instilled in the system to try to get something off the end wall?
Well, it is. It's an option. It's the way the game is going now. I mean, teams pack it in so heavily, down low in the defensive zone. So between the hash marks, you can just draw a line through the hash marks and the dots in the defensive zone, and people just pack it in there. Then so you got to kick the puck out to the point. You got to go from low in the zone to high. And then, you know, obviously now you got guys sprinting out at you to block it, but you got so many people in front of the net. You want to make sure you get the puck through, especially that first guy who's coming out to block it. So sometimes you don't have a good enough lane or there's so much traffic, you have to just either lay it behind the net or look for that pass off the end wall. So it's an important play of hockey right now. And do we do it too much? I can't say we do it too much because the defensemen are probably doing it because they don't have that lane right to the net.
Next question. This person says they really enjoyed the game at Northern Saturday night and also the new scoreboard with video review of the penalties. Also, I thought the refs did a fair job. Do you believe the video review to you and the fans during the game has anything to do with influencing the officials?
I don't think so. I know they have discouraged it within the league to show the penalties.
I was surprised they were showing them.
Yeah,
as much
that's
as they were.
I
and
think
they went
that's
over and over again.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good and bad. I don't mind the fans being able to see it, just so you can get some reaction from them. But I thought the refs were okay. I thought they reffed the score a little bit in the third period. A couple ticky tacky goals or calls. But overall they did a pretty good job, and the penalties were fairly even in the game, so I don't think it had a whole lot of outcome, even though there were a lot of special team goals. I thought, for the most part, they did a good job, and it's on us to understand what they're calling and not take as many penalties.
Next question, will there be a block of tickets or a particular section for Husky fans for the Final Five at let me just double check this. There is no Final Five at Van Andel Arena, so I think that question is...
Yeah, of course, the playoff structure has changed this year, so there is no Final Five. What happens is the top four seeds in the regular season get home ice, and then you play a best two out of three, and then you go from there. Then the next remaining two highest seeds get the host again, two out of three, and then you go to a one-game winner-take-all to the highest seed remaining.
Mike Zouk is considered by most to be the greatest Husky of all time. Where does Mel rank Rick Boehm amongst the greatest?
Is this Boehmer? Is this Rick Boehm, or is this somebody from Allen, Saskatchewan out there trying to get some props? Rick Boehm. I had the privilege of not only playing with Rick Boehm, but rooming with him, and he was as fierce as a competitor as you would want. I mean, he loved to play the game, and he loved to win, and he hated to lose. I mean, he was all in. He was into it. Sometimes you'd have to tell him just to chill a little bit or relax. But that's the way he lived life. He lived life that way. And anything he did, whether it was tennis, I mean, you'd go out and play tennis, and he'd just try to pound you as bad as he could. Anything. His car was always tip-top shape. I mean, he never did anything halfway. And I think that's what made him as good a player as he was. I think Mike Zouk, played in the NHL a long time, and Boehmer, couldn't quite get there. Different players. I think Zucker was smoother, better skater. But as far as Rick Boehm comes, you'd want a few of him on your team every year, and you'd have a good team and a good partner to go to war with. But he was really one of the all-time greats here at Michigan Tech for a lot of reasons, and a great leader. Living over in Germany now, he went over there to play some hockey and married over there. He's got a couple kids and stays involved in hockey near Bad Tölz in Germany. And I've stayed in touch with him over the years. But just a real good person and a great friend.
Coach, next question. How are we looking at as far as some out-of-conference games at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena in the near future?
What's that, Dirk? I'm sorry.
How are we looking as far as getting some more out-of-conference games?
Yeah. And that's an ongoing process. So we have Arizona State lined up. We have Notre Dame down the road. We have UMD down the road. We're working with Wisconsin. We had them, but because of their change of the Big Ten, they had to give some games. So we're still trying to figure out if we're going to get them here or not. But it's good. I mean, we've got a lot of teams that are interested in coming this way. It's just trying to fit it into everybody's schedule, and scheduling is done so far ahead of a time that, you know, you're looking to try and match up those open dates. But I'm encouraged with the teams we're playing. We're in some talks with, you know, I'd like to keep Michigan and Michigan State involved on our schedule. I just think you can see the crowds that we have when we go downstate. I think it's not only good for us, but I think it's really good for those teams. We help, you know, their draw in their buildings. And